percent is free cash bar will be available. For more information, call 314-771-8230. News to you from WGNU.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
Who got it from...
I think it doesn't go back that far.
Anyway, we are now the custodians of the family legacy.
And all the worries that go with it.
We knew we needed an emergency preparedness plan to protect the business should the unexpected occur. So we went to Ready.gov.
Yes, Ready.gov.
This is serious. At Ready.gov, we found information that would help get us up and running after an emergency.
Like a flood, cyber attack.
Yeah. Fire-breathing dragon.
We thought creating a plan would cost a lot of money, take a lot of time.
Of course, a lot of family fights.
But at Ready.gov, we downloaded free checklists, templates, and more. With a solid plan in place, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and Grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Yeah, granddaughter.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Ready.gov. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Summertime. And the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
The Missouri Botanical Garden is seeking knowledgeable gardeners to volunteer their time and talents at the Kemper Center for Home Gardening. Whether a current or retired professional horticulturalist, master gardener, or experienced amateur gardener, you can put your expertise to work as a plant doctor. Shifts are available at the plant doctor desk inside the Kemper Center. Daily shifts are available Monday through Saturday from 10 to 3. For more information, call 314-577-5187. News to gardeners from Radio Free St. Louis.
I wish I could stop throwing away my money on rent. I wonder how I can own my own home.
My monthly payments increased over $200 last month.
Maybe my credit is not good enough.
Stop right there. You don't have to wish and wonder. Here at National Lending Corporation, we make dreams come true.
Who?
National Lending Corporation, 314-831-4545, extension 222.
What?
National Lending Corporation, 314-831-4545, extension 222. We specialize in loans for investment property, commercial property, and new construction. Refinance your existing home, slow credit, bad credit, we can help. They're also looking for loan originators, with or without experience. So please don't delay. Call National Lending Corporation today, 314-831-4545. Don't forget, extension 222.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
I know she didn't go out that night to do this deliberately, thinking I'm going to take someone's unborn child, but she did make that wrong choice.
A true story by Stephanie Emery.
We were hit head-on by a female drunk driver. I was pinned in the car for over an hour and then airlifted to a hospital. That night, I lost a daughter that I never got to hold, never got to see. I don't have pictures of, don't have memories of. She was told not to get in the car behind the wheel because she was drunk, and she did.
A message from the Illinois Department of Transportation and this station.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
It's a beaver.
Well, I ain't gonna smell it if that's what you want.
It's a talking beaver. Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more. You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yeah.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
No.
Give me a D. No. Wait. Right. You didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait. You didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Joey! Joey!
Joey, out of bed.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the Veterans Hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all. That no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, from the brother.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
We can do that is to become a part of some organization.
is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margin of the black vote. So in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, it's on, folks. Francis Slay is clearly trying to get rid of St. Louis Fire Chief Sherman George. It is on. It is on. It is on. It is on. Giving ultimatums, I'm a little, giving ultimatums, nobody should respond to some doggone thuggish ultimatums. You know what? We're going to be talking about that in Eye on the Loop. We're going to be talking about Republicans switching over to the Democratic Party. Can anybody say rats jumping off a sinking ship? How about this? We're going to talk about this law that came down, this decision, this unanimous decision from the Missouri Supreme Court about folks having to give back their campaign contributions, some of the largest contributions in the history of Missouri. And guess what? Talib El-Amin got $40,000, one of the largest contributions ever given. Well, who does Talib El-Amin know? Oh, that's right. You know, the Republicans. And why would a Republican give him $40,000? And what's up with this flyer at one of his town hall meetings? Oh, good golly, Miss Molly, we have a lot to talk about. I'll be back. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Illinois northbound at Monsanto is a burst water main. The right lane is blocked. It's at Queenie, so look for some delays as you get on the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 270 at Illinois 157 in the left lane is closed due to a burst water main there in Glen Carbon as well. Eastbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road through 370. Look for an accident. It's been cleared on the ramp to 370, and traffic's finally easing up this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through Graham Hanley. You've got some delays up there, but everything's running at the speed limit at this hour. northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume around the 44 exchange. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, and traffic is moving at speed limit, but starting this, you're starting to see some pockets of slow traffic. Southbound 55 between Route M and Z. Look for that accident. It's been cleared on the ramp to Highway M, so you'll see some heavy volume if you're heading southbound on 55. Westbound 44 from Kings Highway through Hampton. Look for an accident cleared that was east of Hampton, and as a result, you've got a lot of heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for some slowdowns there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise high in the mid-90s for this evening. Partly cloudy, low in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible with a high in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 90s. And Sunday, hot, mostly sunny skies, high in the upper 90s. And we will probably have heat index warnings by the afternoon on Sunday. So stay tuned for more of that. We'll let you know as that we get closer to that day. That's a look at this hour's traffic and weather, and we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Energy Hog to Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem! It's got leaky windows
and no attic insulation!
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
And he's got energy efficient light bulbs!
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Oh, it is on. We are doing Eye on the Lou today at 7 o'clock. It is so on. We're going to have Senator Maida Coleman on. We're going to have members of FIRE on. We're going to have surprise guests on as well. It is on and popping on Eye on the Lou today. But I just want to, because there's just so much, there's so much to talk about out here. Let me get this straight. Somebody, wonder who this was. Well, God bless you, whoever you are, whoever the Democrats allied against prostitution are. God bless you, because they sure passed out some flyers at Talib El Amin's town hall meeting. They passed out some flyers talking about $40,000 payoff to El Amin. Wow. Wow. God bless you, whoever you are. They broke it down. These flyers broke it down about the connection, the connection. And I just want you all to make the mental connection here. We're seeing brand new legislators do things that have never been done before. I'm almost tempted to rename Talib El Amin's office in Jefferson City the Stroll. Because, good gosh, I mean, according to the Democrats allied against prostitution, maybe that's what their complaint is that his office is now the Stroll. Because explain to me, what could a Talib El Amin did to get $40,000 from a Republican, a billionaire Republican who's anti everything that we're anti, that we are pro? Who does Talib El Amin represent? He represents folks that look like me. He represents folks that have all kinds of economic challenges, all kinds of development needs. Why on earth would a white, old, billionaire Republican give a brand new freshman legislator $40K? And maybe the Democrats allied against prostitution know what's going on down there. Maybe that's why they call his office the Stroll. He's a freshman. What could he know? What could he have done except act against your interest? There is nothing that a billionaire Republican that's about dismantling public education, there is nothing that he could want that is any good for anybody that a Talib El Amin represents. Nothing. Nothing. If you take the $40,000 out of Talib El Amin's campaign, because dig this. If he was doing all the good stuff for his community, where the money at? You take the $40,000 from the white male anti-public education Republican and anti-everything else that you care about, and billionaire, don't you know? If you take the billionaire's money out of Talib's campaign coffers, Talib has $6,000. So if he's doing right by everything, for everything that we care about, where's his money? Where's the money? Where's the money from the progressive organizations? Because there are plenty of them out there. Where's the money from the organizations that represent interests and issues that you have? The only money that Talib El Amin has in his coffers that matters, $40,000, historic amount of money being given away. The only money that he has in his coffers is money coming from people who hate you or who hate your issues. A billionaire in opposition to every issue of yours that matters. So tell me. I don't know, because I'm not familiar with the line of work. But from what I've heard tell, what I've seen on television, what I've read, that when money is exchanged in an act of an illegal act, a prostitution, you do what they pay you to do. That's just what I've learned in my life experience. You don't say, oh, I want to go sailing after money has exchanged hands. I'm just saying. That's what I've heard. You got $40,000. How you gonna behave?
Huh.
Good golly, Miss Molly, we have so much stuff to talk about. Stay with me. Joe.
Here's Joe Palm out the mighty 26th Ward Committee, man. How you doing, Miss Brown?
I'm outstanding.
I wanted to call in and make it clear to everyone that Chief Sherman George has my full support and fire. I'm a former firefighter on the St. Louis Fire Department, and most people don't know the truth about the history of the St. Louis Fire Department, and they act as though the fire department became separate and divided under Fire Chief Sherman George, but that's not the truth. Fire Chief Sherman George took over a fire department that's been racist for years. And since I am a former firefighter, I know about that racism. There's always been two separate unions, fire and Local 73. When I was a firefighter, we asked Local 73 if they were serious about uniting and coming together with blacks. Then all they had to do was give us one seat on the executive board in Local 73. And I talked to the officers personally of Local 73, and they refused to give up one seat on their executive board to an African American. Addington Stewart knew of this. Of course, I knew of this. Fire Chief Sherman George was a deputy chief at the time. And I could give you so many examples of blatant racism that occurred under the former fire chief, Neil Satanix. So I want to make it clear to people that may not be educated that there is no reason that Fire Chief Sherman George should be given an ultimatum for this Friday.
Well, and I'm concerned that I've heard reports that Sherman George has said, I will answer by that date. I'm concerned that Sherman George would respond to that. That is problematic. That is problematic.
Well, you know, it's all problematic, and with all the things that are going on that you mentioned this morning, now more than ever, we have to come together and support the right issues, the right people, and
we have to continue to tell what is wrong. It is absolutely despicable that a Francis Slade would give an ultimatum to anybody, let alone a Sherman George. That is completely unacceptable, but it also speaks to the racism in the city. It speaks to the contempt that this administration has for people of African descent, and it speaks to the charge that has to be delivered to the community of African descent and all others who care about what is right and what is wrong in this city to rise up and address this, because this is unacceptable. And you know what else? You know what else is just amusing to me, Joe? As an attorney, I'm looking at the idiocy of a Francis Slay and the idiocy of those that are in his office. He's sending a letter to Sherman George saying, "Well, y'all lost." Kind of like the letter that Jamila Nasheed sent to the president of the school board. Y'all lost. The case is over with, so y'all should just capitulate. And the fact of the matter is that to the idiot that is in the mayor's office, who is a lawyer by trade, it's not over because an appeal has been filed.
That's under appeal.
But wait a minute. Just like with Jamila Nasheed, the case is not over. You're telling people to capitulate. You're telling people that are fighting for what is right to capitulate. Unacceptable. No, it will not happen. And shame on Francis Slay. You're supposed to be a lawyer. You know that a case is not over when it's under appeal.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I had a hearing on the fire department, and I'm just going to tell the truth. When I had the hearing on the fire department, at that time, Neil Satanix was the fire chief, and one of the firefighters, there was white sprayed a fire extinguisher on a black child in an engine house under Neil Satanix. And I fought against the fact that happened. And at this hearing, I called down many black firefighters, and they tried to bring charges against me for conduct unbecoming an officer because I fought against a white firefighter spraying.
So then what? So where? And here's the thing. I believe that you gotta punch people back. If they punch
right.
you, you gotta punch them back
That's
and
right.
get them up off you. There were white firefighters that were protesting the shitting chief at a, and there's film of that.
That's
so,
right.
so your you had conduct unbecoming. What is that? What is that?
They should
you gotta
have been
punch
brought up
back.
On charges.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's right. They should
you
have been brought up on
back.
Charges of conduct unbecoming an officer.
You better punch back.
And
or people gonna keep doing stuff to you.
There you go. And I'm gonna tell you right now, when that hearing took place, I had an attorney represent me, and Local 73 thought the attorney was their attorney because my attorney was Lisa Van Amberg, who's now a judge. And when she spoke up, they asked her, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm here representing Joe Palm." And I'll tell you right now, they were clearly racist in the hearings. They clearly been racist. Local 73 has been racist all along.
Gotta roll, Joe. Thanks for your call.
Peace and love.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You find a fault. Let him go. Let
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We're going to have a great show in the next hour. Senator Maida Coleman's going to be joining me to talk about this decision by the Supreme Court that may cause elected officials to give back a whole lot of money. Senator Coleman's also going to be talking about Republicans jumping ship, huh? Republicans now are Democrats? Yeah, that's what's going on up there in Jefferson City. And also we're going to have members of FIRE on the show to talk about this act of contempt by Francis Slay to people of African descent to demand that the chief of the fire chief jump and serve when he tells him to, giving ultimatums to our first African fire chief. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking and calling names. And we are also going to be talking about how the media has played this. I was just so sickened today to hear the response from other media outlets on how they are playing this. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And don't forget that in 6 minutes from now, 9 minutes from now, it's the top of the hour, we will be starting our brand new hour, and that's going to be Eye on the Loo. So, listen, folks, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. You don't want to miss that exciting show in about eight minutes or so, we're going to be jumping right into this extraordinary issue that is out there. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Senator Maida Coleman's going to be joining me, as well as members of FIRE are going to be talking about this issue. And switching to a national issue, Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich accused Donald Rumsfeld of participating in a widespread cover-up over the circumstances of Pat Tillman. Dig this. This is what Kucinich said to Rumsfeld. And it's all about Rumsfeld being involved in a string of cover-ups. Well, you know, maybe it was good because you actually covered up the Tillman case for a while. You covered up this Jessica Lynch case. You covered up Abu Ghraib. So something was working for you. Ouch! Ouch! Yes, indeed. Chickens coming home to roost. Chickens coming home to roost. I mean, think about it. I guess Rumsfeld did cover up Abu Ghraib. Rumsfeld did cover up Jessica Lynch. Huh? So why wouldn't he have covered up Pat Tillman? Old habits are hard to break, baby. You do what you do. You do what you're good at. You do what you're good at. If Donald Rumsfeld could have covered up his first and last name, he would have done that too. I bet he did cover up Tillman. Can't help it. Can't help it. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Miss Brown, my beautiful sister, the truth will set you free. Miss Brown, thank you for being there. I am so sick of Francis Slate. He ain't nothing. He ain't no mayor. He's a dictator. He's meddling with Chief George just like he meddled with that school board. Put your boxing gloves on, Miss Brown. I'm so sick of him. Put him back in his place. And don't bow down to him, Chief Chairman George. Don't bow down to him. Kowtow to him. This unappeal. Don't you know that, Francis? Miss Brown, I'm trying to tell you, you're a lawyer. You're nothing but a doggone dictator. You mess with the school board, and we're not through with you yet. Send a letter over that man.
Now, remember,
the black people.
Remember, Francis Slay also said, we're not going to give the tax money to the St. Louis public schools to the tunes of millions of dollars. We're going to hold on to that. They went to court. They lost that case. They lost it. And they're going to lose this one. And they're going to lose this one.
Like you said, Ms. Brown, the court told him, Francis, you just won't listen. You're the one that's bad in this city, and I'm sick of Mike Owens, too. He tried to approach Chief George 616. He said, you don't have no appointment. You can't see me. I'm sick of you, too, Mike Owens. This city is divided because of people like you and Francis Slate. And, Ms. Brown, keep on doing the work. I'm so sick of it. And Chief Sherman George, you hang in there. Don't bow down. Don't bend down. You run that department.
Better punch back.
You run that department, you Chief Sherman George. Don't bend over.
Punch back.
Punch back and stand up and steward, and steward and all you people. Surround your chief. Support him. This is nothing but a fight, black and white, when you get through. I'm so sick of this promise, but you have a beautiful day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to, much business to tend to. You want to email me, you better do it. And if you know, somebody was nice enough, whoever it was, I've got a copy of this $40,000 payoff flyer to about Talib El-Amin. If you would like a copy of it, call me. I'll fax you one. It was put together by Democrats Allied Against Prostitution. You want a copy of it? I would be most happy to fax it to you. Woo! We have much business to tend to. Yes, we do. We have so much business to tend to. $40,000. $40,000. Explain to me what these freshman legislators are doing. What is Jamila Nasheed doing giving $1,000 to Rodney Hubbard? What's she doing? I thought she said she was for the school. What's she doing sending letters to presidents of the school board saying, capitulate. Capitulate to evil and wrong. I mean, is it a coincidence that we have a freshman legislator by the name of Jamila Nasheed sending a letter to the president of the school board saying capitulate to the will of Rick Sullivan? And we have a freshman legislator by the name of Talib El-Amin taking $40,000 and fronting with Rick Sullivan and supporting Rick Sullivan. Is this a coincidence? Or is this an alliance against our interests? Democrats aligned against prostitution indeed. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with much, 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 much more. We ain't done here. Hold on.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. It could have been worse. Only two lanes of an eight-lane Minneapolis highway bridge were open to traffic when the busy span collapsed into the Mississippi River yesterday, sending about 50 vehicles into a chilling 60-foot freefall.
My truck was completely face down, was pointing towards the ground, falling towards the ground, and my truck got ripped in half. When I got over my truck, it was folded in half, and I can't believe I'm alive.
At least seven people were killed. At least 60 others hurt, some critically. The search is resuming as day breaks for 20 people who are missing. ABC's Sonia Crawford has more.
All of a sudden, the bridge just began to collapse. Steel, concrete cars went plunging into the Mississippi River, which is about 64 feet below. There was no warning. And it's amazing that right now the numbers of fatalities and casualties are as low as they are, but officials tell us that they expect those numbers to climb.
A massive Fisher-Price toy recall is bound to send parents scrambling for the toy box. The company is recalling a million toys, including popular plastic dolls of Elmo, Big Bird, Dora the Explorer, and Diego, because of potentially dangerous lead paint. ABC's Barbara Britt says the toys were painted in China.
More than a million Fisher-Price toys made in China are being recalled because surface paints on the toys could contain too much lead. If a child chews on the toy and ingests the lead, it can be toxic and cause serious health problems. The government says the toy should be taken away from your child immediately. The products range from Dora's Talking House to Press and Go Elmo to Ernie's Splash and Fun Trike. A full list at the Consumer Product Safety Commission website.
A supermarket chain in St. Louis is recalling green beans out of concern of possible contamination. The brand name is Schnucks Blue Lake French Style Green Beans, and they were sold in a host of states, including Missouri and Illinois. This is ABC News.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver, I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah! I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50. And now we're better balanced to work together. Like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair.
C. E. I love this antioxidant.
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Working better together.
From A
to Zinc.
The Barry Bonds home run watch is continuing. Fans in Los Angeles brought their cameras and their high hopes for a homer, but Bonds went 0 for 3 and was intentionally walked. ABC's Alex Stone was in the stands.
The fans here do everything they can to boo Barry Bonds when he comes up to bat, but there was a brief moment when they may have shown their true colors and their true desire to see history made. When Bonds hit a pop fly for a brief moment, it looked like it might have been a home run, and the crowd took a big collective gasp, and then people began cheering. Quickly realizing what they had done, they turned back to loud booing. Alex Stone, ABC News at Dodger Stadium.
Scientists have stumbled upon a secret weapon to fight heartburn, chewing gum. Ironically, when they set out to study whether acid reflux could be countered by chewing gum, they assumed the answer would be no. Instead, they found that the saliva stimulated by chewing gum seemed to neutralize acid and help force fluids back to the stomach. A study a few years ago found gum more effective than chewable tablets. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brinsmeyer with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, several license plates were stolen in a St. Louis neighborhood. Late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, several license plates were pried off parked vehicles. St. Louis police say more than 30 plates were taken within the past week, mainly in the Skinker de Bolivar neighborhood. One man caught the act on camera, and police are hoping the video will lead to the culprit. Anyone with information is asked to contact St. Louis police. Mayor Francis Slay has announced a proposal to end the racial divide in the city fire department. 3 years ago, the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality filed a lawsuit claiming that promotional tests were racially biased. Since then, all promotions in the department have been on hold. Slay wants to approve the promotions currently on the list, close the list after the promotions are made, increase diversity training, and establish a new promotions procedure with input from Fire Chief Sherman George, Local 73, and Fire. Finally this hour, the Cardinals acquired another arm for their pitching staff on Tuesday. The Red Sox traded right-hander Joel Piñeiro to the Redbirds for a minor league player to be named later. Boston will send cash considerations to St. Louis to help offset Pinero's contract. The 28-year-old hurler has been both a starter and a reliever in his career, but the Cards hope he can add depth to the starting rotation. Piñeiro is 59-56 in his major league career with an ERA of 4.50. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for delays. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Monsanto. There's a burst water main. It's the right lane's blocked. That's at Queenie. It's going to cause some slowdowns as you start to get to the top of that ramp to get onto Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 270 from Illinois 157. There's a burst water main. That's from 159. Look for left lane closed and it's causing some slowdowns there. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and 5570 split. Look for slowdowns there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span into the landing. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant and look for some slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for a heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 consequently from Soccer Park through 270, look for slowdowns. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge that is starting to stack up this hour. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move, and from Butler Hill through 255, and you can expect some slowdowns at that interchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny with patchy fog this morning, otherwise a high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, once again, low in the lower 70s. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 90s. And Sunday, look forward to hot conditions, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. And we're expecting some heat index warnings come out on Sunday afternoon. We'll keep you posted as we get closer to that. That is a look at your news, traffic, and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more It's with Liz and the award-winning wake-up call. That's right, Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. It's Eye on Lou with Irene J. Smith and several other guests as well. So stay tuned for that. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton, 4 a.m. 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me understand. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me understand.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knock-down dragouts at the Board of Aldermen. Who is who?
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Senator Maida Coleman, and this is Eye on the Loo. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Okay, good. It's good to see you. We have a lot to talk about. We have an awful lot to talk about. There's all kinds of stuff percolating out here.
So much going on.
Let's talk. The thing that is so interesting to me is the fact that we have amazing messages from the Republican Party. Republicans jumping ship is what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talk to me about that.
Well, we have just had in the Missouri Senate a Republican legislator declare that he was resigning from the Republican Party and wanted to be a member of the Senate Democratic Caucus.
Now, is this is a senator?
Yes.
Is a Republican senator?
Republican senator elected in 2004. So he has just completed his third legislative session.
This is a big deal. I mean, for a person of that high up on the food chain.
Well, not only that, but Senator Chris Coster was also the majority caucus chairman. And so he held a leadership position in the Republican Senate.
Republican Majority Senate.
Absolutely. Which is really significant. He left the majority to come and join the minority party in the legislature.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this in two ways. I want to hear about the gossip around it, and I want to hear about your political assessment of it. What's the word out there about why he's doing this?
Well, the big issue from what Senator Coster has said is that he no longer believes in the regressive Republican agenda. He no longer believes and can support Matt Blunt's direction that he's been taking the state in. He is basically appalled at the actions of the Republicans and what's happening to the people out here in the state of Missouri.
And here's the thing. Okay. I wonder if there would be, if he would be so quick to leave his party if he hadn't hooked up with the lucrative issue of stem cells.
Well, stem cells certainly has been good to him. I believe the stem cell proponents over on the western side of the state, Kansas City, made a $120,000 campaign contribution. If you want to talk about a $40,000
yeah.
campaign contribution, think about this 120. I believe it was 120. It could have been a little more,
mm-hmm.
but at a minimum it was $120,000. So obviously that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I venture to say I believe that that was no more than two contributions.
So talk to us about his historic voting. How has he voted on things like education? How has he voted on things like unions? How has he voted on things like choice, issues that are important to a Democratic Party?
Well, I will tell you that as a Republican said to me yesterday, who was not very happy about this situation, that they've always believed Chris Koster was an imposter, that he was a Democrat that was basically faking it, and it was, in a lot of cases, maybe difficult for him to make the votes he made. Now, because of the votes that he has made, it makes some of us a little hesitant about his moving over.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the Democratic Party is a big tent. We are supportive of all of those who have seen the light,
mm-hmm.
and want to come over and assist us in turning the state back into the hands of the people. But I will tell you a little bit about his voting record that I recall. First of all, he's always had the support of labor. And labor came out yesterday and announced their support of him for the attorney general's race on the Democratic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
That will create some concerns and issues, of course, for other Democrats who have already announced. As far as his voting,
and we're going to take a quick break.
All right,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to have more of this conversation and talk about these campaign contributions and what the Missouri Supreme Court has said on that, and some reflections on some of these contributions and what they mean. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127. 7127.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU, and I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, and for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Senator Maida Coleman this morning. We're talking about Republicans switching to Democrats. Talk to us again. You were talking to us about the record of Senator Coster.
Yeah, the big issues over the past few years, of course, it's been voter ID and, of course, the Medicaid issues, cutting people off. Now, as a member of the Republican Party and the majority, of course, Senator Coster has told the line with his party. You know, our hope is that Senator Coster, in this move to the to the Democrat Party, is going to be able to prove to us and show us that we can trust him.
Well, where do you put him in a position to do that? Because he gets to join your caucus right away, and I would think that other Democratic caucus members would be, look, I ain't saying nothing in front of this Republican.
Certainly, as minority leader, I have been receiving a lot of phone calls from my Senate colleagues that are Democrats, and there is a concern. There's a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way a person coming into our caucus can show where they are is to just vote right, do it over, put his foot in the Republicans' butts, and let us know that he's one of us.
Why can't you all put together a little statement, a Democratic oath statement type of thing, and make him sign it?
Well, you know, there are, you know, the guy is serious about this.
Okay.
And, you know, we have, and I've said it on plenty of occasions to people, maybe one of the issues we've had as a party is that no one can tell what direction we're going in because we are a big tent. But we need to remember that America is about being a big tent. We allowed everybody to come to this country who wants to.
But there are core values, and
we have core values.
What the core values.
I believe that Senator Coster ran for office in a district that might have leaned more Republican. Evidently it leaned Republican because he was elected as a Republican. But all we can do, and it's no different than any other person that you elect to office, you have to give them an opportunity to prove themselves. And Senator Coster has dealt with 3 years of this Republican regime, and he's now decided that his heart is really with the Democrats. We are going to welcome him. We're going to give him an opportunity to work with us and show us that he cares about Missourians and he has the same Democratic values as the rest of us.
All right. So moving on, I want to quickly just read the statement from the Democratic Party. This announcement shows just how extreme and out of touch Matt Blunt and other Republican leaders have become. You know there are problems in Missouri when a former Missouri Republican attorney general candidate can't stomach the direction that Matt Blunt is taking the state. So that's the Democratic. And so let's go to other issues that kind of give us an idea of where people are and what people are about. The campaign limits, contribution limits have been put back in place. Talk to us about this unanimous Supreme Court decision and what you believe it means for the party.
Well, I think that a lot of people are going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who went out and accepted money over those limits, knowing that there was a pending Supreme Court case, are going to feel the pinch. In the decision written by Judge Stephen Limbaugh, I believe, who said in his opinion that the law was unconstitutional, that when you have a blackout period for raising money and yet you give those who are incumbents the upper hand, it's going to create some problems for those who have never run for office. We don't know who all's going to file for office come February and March of next year.
And there's also, to me, what we're also seeing is that there's also a political, it looks like there may be a political cost. I'm looking at this flyer that was handed out at a town hall meeting of Talib El-Amin, a flyer that was entitled, and it's Democrats Allied Against Prostitution, $40,000 payoff to Talib El-Amin. Talib El-Amin got $40,000 from a Republican billionaire that is anti every issue of most of his constituents. Mm-hmm. And that it looks like there's going to be a couple of ways that this thing hits people, because apparently people are not happy about this.
Well, when you know, this city of St. Louis, we are so involved in the St. Louis public school issue and education issues. And I would venture to say that the majority of us that were elected to office was elected to protect public schools in this city. That's why the voters in this city has gone out and elected people. I know that, you know, there's no way that I'm going to support agreed to voucher-related legislation, anything that takes money from the St. Louis public schools. So when there is a contribution of this type, this large amount, it says so many different things to people about where candidates stand.
And on the other hand, we see someone like Jamila Nasheed, who has been supposedly with the issues of education, giving money to a Rodney Hubbard whose record is clear with respect to vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, giving money says something, doesn't it, Senator?
Well, yes. You know, who you are willing to allow money to show up on your campaign report shows that there's an alliance there and certainly a direction. Obviously, Representative Nasheed supports Representative Hubbard's agenda. I have not seen that report that you mentioned, but I suspect you mean his campaign replace me.
Yes, to replace
okay.
you.
Okay.
That's the Senate one. I'll show you the page of it right now. It's being printed off right now as we speak. But it seems to me that this decision is going to impact people a lot of ways. When you subtract the money out of a Talib El-Amin's account, of money that was over the contribution limit, he ends up with about $4,000, $5,000 in his account. When you subtract Rodney's money out of over $120,000, he ends up with $20,000.
I believe the campaign limits for the Senate is $75 maybe. That's what it was before the limits were taken off. It's a lot less for state representatives, I believe something like $325. And so everyone who took this money over the limits knew that there was a possibility that this was going to come back.
How do you think the decision is going to come down?
Well, I actually hope that the decision comes down and reinstates the limits, because it's so easy for a big interest to buy off a person when they can give out $30,000,
$40,000. To freshmen legislators. Yeah.
A major corporation, a person with deep pockets needs to have no more say-so in a legislator's thinking than Joe Blow off the street who has $300 to give.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Eye on the Lou. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Monsanto Avenue. Look for the right lane blocked. That's at Queenie. Look for a burst water main. Westbound 270 from Illinois 157. Look for burst water main there. It has left lane closed and traffic's backed up from 159 on in. Northbound 55 from Gravois through 44. Look for traffic on the ramp to the Lafayette Avenue exit. Look for an accident there that's causing some slow delays there. Westbound 5570 from Tudor through Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be easing this hour. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for heavy volume. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, patchy fog this morning, otherwise a high in the mid-90s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the mid-90s. And Sunday, hot, mostly sunny, chance of high heat index readings in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be in the upper 90s for Sunday. That is a look at your traffic and your weather. Currently, we have 74 degrees and hazy skies. Stay tuned for more of the Eye on the Lou with Liz Brown and her special guest that's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown. inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Loo. I'm still here with Senator Coleman. We have Wayne Luster with Fire coming on to talk about ultimatums being given to black elected officials. Senator, I know you didn't come here to talk on that issue, but can you just, what do you think about a mayor telling the first black fire chief, you need to answer my question. You need to answer by noon at OK Corral.
Well, you know what? I don't like anybody telling anybody else what they better do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be diplomatic here, though, in this state and say, you know, whatever the issues are, there's a better way of putting them out there. Let's have a sit down with Chief George, a sit down with the mayor. Get these problems worked out. I was just saying that to Wayne that, you know, these issues have been going on for way too long, and we shouldn't get to a point where elected officials in this city are being told by anybody else, especially another elected official. Well, in Chief George's case, he was appointed, I believe.
But to play, and here is my take on it. One thing is that to say something that as a lawyer, you know, is factually not true, the case is over. No, it's not. It's on appeal. First of all, to say we need to act because this case is over, your loss, that's factually not true. And then secondly, to go to your point, how do you initiate a discussion like this with a posting on your website of demanding that I do something?
Yeah.
You don't play that. That is improper to have this conversation in the public arena because that feels calculated and that feels like I'm trying to get what I want done irrespective of what are all the issues.
There's a better way to do things, and unfortunately, when something comes out like that, all it can do is pit George against Lane.
Okay.
You know, that's what it does. Let's do this in a manner that we don't have to be out here fighting in the first place.
And let's get back just a little bit more to the issues here of the campaign limits. So how do you think that this is going to play out?
I believe that any time the general public sees huge campaign contributions on a person's campaign finance report, it sends all kinds of messages.
And you can, and it's fair, is it not, Senator, to draw conclusions about an individual based on who they take money from?
Absolutely.
And who they give money to?
Well, I would tell you this. If this city saw on my campaign finance report a huge contribution from opponents of public education, they would know that I've sold out.
And
it would be that simple.
That
it is very fair. You know, I support the St. Louis Public Schools, so that means that folks who have that kind of money, they're only trying to buy influence, and they're trying to buy your vote for their issues.
And I would, and I want to ask this question too. Are you concerned at all, Senator, when you see newbies, okay, freshmen legislators, they still have water behind their ears. They don't even know, as one senior former elected official told me, they don't even know where the bathroom is yet up there in Jefferson City. I was talking to Senator Rita Days a long time ago, and she talked about in her first year, she didn't stand up and say anything. She just sat there and watched the entire process all year long.
Watched and learned.
But is it at all concerned that you should, should we be concerned about newbie freshman legislators like a Jamila Nasheed that's giving $1,000 to a Rodney Hubbard, like a Talibel Amin that's taking $40,000 from a right-wing white male billionaire that is in opposition to every issue of the constituents that he represents?
Absolutely. My suggestion would have been that our freshman legislators come in, pay attention to the process, learn the rules, learn what it is your constituents really, really need and want from you. And when you are in your infancy and you're able to pull in that type of money, it just, it's your direction.
And I'm looking at this flyer that was put out at his one of his very first town hall meetings to talk about what he's done up in Jefferson City, and it's put out by a group, Democrats Allied Against Prostitution, a $40,000 payoff to El Amin. When you end up with $40,000 in your campaign coffers at a freshman, you know, you're going to get stuff like that. People are going to raise these types of questions. Senator Coleman, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, you know, one of the things that we can rest assured of on this show, Liz, is that you are educating the public.
Well, thank you.
You are definitely educating people on who's acting how and what's going on in Jefferson City, the way people vote, and keeping people accountable. And that's what it's all about. We appreciate your voice.
Thank you so much. And thank you for
taking
your
time
this morning, coming up this early to be on the show.
Thank you so much.
And let's switch right quick. I have Wayne Luster in the studio with me. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing,
Liz? I'm outstanding. And we have a hot issue out here.
Senator Coleman.
And we have a hot issue today. We're seeing ultimatums, showdowns at the OK Corral, accusations, letters, and the first African fire chief under assault. Is that a fair assessment that he's under assault?
Well, I think if you looked at the news reports, the opposition probably would differ from that, because it came in the spirit of we're going to get along, we're going to come together in unity and stop all the racial divide. But it's interesting to note that the mayor of the city of St. Louis would come with the spirit of, by sundown Friday,
mm-hmm.
You better give me an answer that's favorable to us or else.
And one of the ways that the media was used in this way was to bring in our first elected person of African descent, Alderman Lewis Reed, brought him in on this issue. And from the news reports, one would think that there was almost a collaboration between Francis Slay and Lewis Reed on this fronting of our fire chief.
Well, when I looked at the news, I was disturbed by it, because I saw the first African-American president of the Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed, who was just recently elected to the Board of Aldermen president, which is a milestone within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they played his clip. Then they came with the mayor's clip.
And it made it look like
and
they were working
together. And the appearance was that they were together.
And
as a matter of fact, that struck me as strange, because you have the first African-American chief being attacked or seemingly attacked by the first African-American president of the Board of Aldermen.
And I was disturbed by that, too, because I know how you cut, you edit, you pace, you. In fact, I heard a report this morning that gave all of the quotes from Slay's side and 73's side, but no quotes from your side at all, except that you were angry about that. So we know how the media can do that, and that's why it's so important, and I feel blessed that we have an opportunity to have the voice, let people speak for themselves. I have our first elected president of the Board of Aldermen, first black elected president of the Board of Aldermen on the phone to talk to us about what exactly did happen. Lewis, President Reed, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. I'm here with Wayne Lester as well.
How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
And President Reed, you heard the description of the way that things were edited to tell this story about Chief George. Can you tell us the story of what's happened and what your position really is on this?
Yeah, you know, Liz, you know, obviously, at you know, this level of politics and everything, there will be a lot of heavy twisting and spinning and heavy politics played, especially on an issue such as this. I sent about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I sent a private communication letter between me and the chief, you know, complimenting him on the job that he's done because I think he's done a great job as chief, and also asking him to move forward with the with the appointments of the new firefighters, the captains, and the battalion chiefs. And before I knew it, somebody had leaked that letter to the press and kind of drug me into this thing. But I don't think that this is something that should be played out in public. I think that on an issue such as this, it should be discussed. People should sit around the table and discuss this issue. And find out how we got to the point we are now, and work on a plan not to get us to this point again. But the reason why I'm supporting...
Hold on for 1 second. We have to take a break here. We have to take a break. We'll be back. I'm talking to President Lewis Reed. I'm also here with Wayne Lester. We're talking about Chief Sherman George. Stay with us.
You know the place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. We're having a discussion about our first first black fire, Chief Sherman George, and the story that's in the media. I have on the line with me the president of the Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed. Wayne Luster is also here with fire in the studio with me, and I just want the audience to know this is a very complicated conversation and a long conversation. We're going to finish up this conversation this morning, but we're also going to finish it up this hour, but we're going to continue this conversation in the 9 o'clock hour after Justice for Reggie. I have President Reed on the line with me. And President Reed, one of the issues that is out there about this issue and that was also embodied in the dictate from Francis Slay was that this fight, this court case is over. And from my understanding, the court case is not over. Shouldn't we wait until the court has decided before we issue dictates on what should be done?
Yeah, it's my understanding. I recently found out that there has been another appeal made of the judge's order. But it's my position that we make the promotions based on the fact that a couple things. We've spent over $500,000 of hard-earned taxpayers' money currently working on this issue. This issue has been absolutely mismanaged from the very beginning, from all sides. I think that the mayor's office obviously could have done a better job of working with the chief in the beginning when selecting the company that testing company that was ultimately used and all this other stuff.
And particularly since the chief said you can use any of them but this one. But this one and another one, and they chose the ones that the chief said don't use.
Yes, and part of the challenge is when you're going into these things, managing them so that when you end up with testing results like this, you have a basis to build on. You have a basis to go back to the table to communicate amongst each other to come up with a solution so that we do not end up 2.5 years past the testing date, $500,000 of taxpayer money spent on the issue, and still fighting.
I think that's
problematic, and I think that, that's why we should go ahead.
Can I ask you this question? Because,
yeah.
Again, the concern here is that you and I are having this conversation about what should be done when the fact of the matter is that shouldn't the discussion of what should be done be made between you and the fire chief in private, not on public? I mean, because I'm not really interested in knowing necessarily where you are in this because there's still discussion that needs to go on about this, right?
That's exactly right. I think that those discussions should be handled in private. I think that those discussions aren't things that you play out in public because it makes it much more difficult to come to an ultimate decision if you have situations like it sounds like we have today with this showdown and all this other stuff. Those things should never happen in a situation like this. I think that the other thing I want to make clear, these appointments being made or not made or whatever should not have anything to do with the chief's job. We should not take a position that the chief's job is on the line based on whether the appointments are made or not. I don't think we have to go there. I think that we can sit down, we can discuss these issues, we can come to some resolution and move on because you have to think about a number of things. You know, the taxpayers that are paying for a fully functional fire department that we should have.
And don't we also have
the $500,000 that we've already spent working on this issue. And I don't think that...
And also, shouldn't we be thinking about President Reed, too, that we make decisions in this decision that are fair and equitable to people irrespective of their race, that we should be concerned about anything that is happening in this decision that is coming down on one group of people based upon the color of their skin?
I agree.
Okay.
Yes, I completely agree.
So that I fully understand, Mr. President, because I'm not sure that I understand your position. Your position is that he should promote?
Yeah, I think that the chief should promote. There's various ways he can promote from the list that's before him. and the battalion chief.
Do you realize we have appealed the judge's decision? And that we're waiting to appeal.
That's new news to me. Now that we know
that we have to appeal, then the proper thing to do is to wait until the appellate piece is decided. Do you believe that, President Reed?
Yeah, I plan to take a look at that today.
Okay.
I have not had an opportunity to take a look at that, so I plan to take a look at that today.
Okay. And with respect to your relationship, the appearance that the media gave you about that you and Francis Slay were working together on looking like you were trying to deliver a punch to Sherman George. Could you make it clear for people that whether or not you had any
That's absolutely. You know, when I started out, I was talking about the politics that are involved in something like this. There's absolutely no coordination between the mayor and I. As a matter of fact, I am not really truly clear on what the mayor's position is. I was told last night that he issued his ultimatum or something like that for sometime this week or next week with the chief. But my position is, just based on the information that I've received, my position is based on, what I think is best for the constituency of the city of St. Louis and, the people that are involved in this thing. And what we've done thus far in terms of how much money we spent, I think the other thing is you look at this thing and say, okay, if, we spent $500,000, if we spend another $5 million, will the results come back any different? And, is that being a responsible steward of the taxpayers' money to continue doing that? And then what does that ultimately do in terms of future promotions, in terms of, retesting and moving past this issue? And that's what my decision was made on.
Okay. So let me ask something. Because as you gave your position, you went on the news and stated your position. You said first that you gave a private email. Then you went on the news.
No, I didn't say I gave a private email. I said I gave a private letter to
private,
the chief.
Private letter to the chief. But then you were on the news talking about your position. At what point, when you went public, did you think it was going to stay private?
No, once it became public, it was public. Once it became public, it was public. They had a copy of the letter that they received from somewhere. They did not receive it from my office because only two people knew about it in my office. That was me and my chief of staff, and neither one of us would have betrayed that.
So you're saying they contacted you?
Yeah, they contacted you.
It had to come from the fire department. And once it's made public, you have to respond. We're not doing anybody any favors by not responding. Like, for example, this morning on Liz's show, if I would refuse to respond or talk to Liz, only thing she would have is the letter to base my comments on.
Right. I'm just making sure that I'm crystal clear.
Okay.
On your position.
Okay. And we only have 30 seconds here, and we're going to continue this in the 9 o'clock hour, Wayne. President Reed, I want to thank you this morning for joining me. And it's my understanding that I'm clear on this, is that we still have an appeals process that we have to go through. In terms of what you want to do, am I clear that you want to sit down with the chief and talk about this and figure out a way to address this without any particular agenda on this?
I think that that's exactly what we need to do. We need to be sitting down. We need to be discussing this thing openly. I think that we owe it to taxpayers, the people that are, that are ultimately paying for all this. I think we owe it to them. I think we owe it to the firefighters and also to the people, the people that are on the list also. I think we need to
have a discussion.
We need to have those discussions. We need to be having them now.
All right.
We should not be doing them under any threats of ultimatums also.
President Reed, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
you're
take welcome. Care.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. And Wayne, we have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking from 9 to 10 about this issue. I've seen the press release that has come out of Fire. We need to talk specifically.
Did you get a copy of the appeal?
Yeah, I did not. I haven't gotten a copy.
Fax that to
okay,
you.
All right.
I didn't go get that.
Okay, all right, and we'll be talking about the appeal itself. All of that and so much more in the 9 o'clock hour. So we're going to do Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers, and when we and after that, we're going to get right back on this. Okay?
All right.
All right. This is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking the same.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. One survivor says he can't believe he's still alive.
I thought I was dead. I literally thought I was dead.
His vehicle was one of dozens dumped 60 feet into the Mississippi River when a busy Minneapolis highway span collapsed yesterday at rush hour. At least 4 people were killed, but officials say there's no question the death toll will go up as they search for 20 missing people. More than 60 other people were hurt, some critically, and countless commuters nationwide are left wondering whether the bridges they cross are safe. Minneapolis Fire Chief Jim Clack says an investigation into the cause could take a while.
It is a total collapse of a significant section of the freeway, and so there was something went wrong, and we're going to get to the bottom of what happened.
ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the site.
Eyewitnesses on the scene said it looks like a terrorist attack, but we were told very quickly that this had nothing to do with terrorism, that this was in fact some kind of structural defect. Engineers are on site along with dozens of emergency crews to try and figure out what went wrong right around the afternoon rush hour on the busiest bridge in the state.
The search has resumed, but officials don't expect to find any more survivors. Some of your kids' favorite playthings may contain a hidden danger. ABC's Vic Ratner has more.
Thank you for calling the Fisher-Price recall line.
Elmo, Dora, and Big Bird are among nearly 1 million Fisher-Price toys being recalled because their paint contains lead. The toy company Mattel says the recall affects toys made between April and July of this year. The toys were made in China. Details of exactly which toys are affected are on a Mattel website, service.mattel.com. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Apparently, 3 cups of coffee a day can actually help keep colon cancer away. A study in Tokyo found 3 cups or more reduced the risk of colon cancer in women by 50%. The study did not get the same results for men. This is ABC News.
Get up to a $40 gift card by mail-in offer when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires, or a W gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, the Goodyear Get There with a Winner tire sale is going full throttle. Winners get there with Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. Offers end August 25th. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. All trademarks of the property of their respective owners.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
An expensive car can translate into expensive repair bills, a new study finds. A fender bender could cost you up to $14,000 in repairs. When it comes to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Palestinian President Abbas in Ramallah today. ABC's Matt Gutman says she still holds out hope for peace.
The last time Secretary of State Rice was here, Ramallah looked different. Hamas controlled the Palestinian government, and Rice's only Palestinian point of contact was President Abbas. All smiles this time. She actually sat in on a cabinet meeting, and both American and Palestinian officials say they're cautiously optimistic about the prospects of the president's peace conference this fall.
When it comes to who comes to the rescue when superheroes get in trouble? Four men dressed as Superman, Batman, Robin, and Spider-Man got stranded when their car broke down on a British highway. Safety officials came to their aid, but one said, "You'd think we could have picked up the car and flown it away." I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Illinois schools could be in trouble because of the state's budget impasse. Governor Rob Blagojevich is concerned that legislative leaders will send him a budget that doesn't address his priorities. If the governor doesn't approve the budget, school funding could be in jeopardy. Monthly state payments to the schools total almost $1 million. Blagojevich hopes the legislature will be able to pass a 30-day budget extension while negotiations continue. The governor says that receiving a flawed budget would make a government shutdown more likely. Elevators are still out of service at Plaza Square Apartments. The downtown apartment buildings house many elderly or disabled residents. Last week, state inspectors shut down the elevators because of failed fire safety inspections that the owner had not fixed. The city has sued the owner of the buildings for creating a public nuisance. No plan has been formed for the elevators to be fixed. Finally this hour, the casino Queen Riverboat has closed its doors. The Queen closed at 6 o'clock last night so that the move inland to a larger facility would go as planned. The move makes the casino Queen the first of Illinois' 9 casinos to move to what is referred to as a boat and a moat. The gaming floor is housed in a basin filled with water, while the rest of the facility is built on dry land. Many of the Queen's regulars plan to check out the casino at its new home, which opens at 8 o'clock tonight. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound Illinois 3 at Monsanto. There's a burst water main. Right lane's closed at Queenie, and it's causing some delays as you hit that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 270 at 157, you also have a burst water main, and you have slow traffic from Illinois 159 on in. The left lane is closed. Just expect some delays. Westbound 5570 from Tudor into the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic's easing up, especially in the left-hand lanes. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume there. As a result, eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, you've got some delays as you hit that approach as well. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, look for traffic to be easing. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, look for some slowdowns around the 270-70 interchange, and also northbound 270 at 70, look for slowdowns in the right lanes as you get off on the 70 exits. Northbound Illinois, or northbound 55 between Gravois and 44, look for an accident. It's been cleared. That's on the ramp to Lafayette. Expect traffic to be easing this hour. And eastbound 70 from on into the downtown area, look for no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-90s this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy. Chance of showers in the afternoon with a high in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 90s. Sunday, hot, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 90s. We're expected to reach a high heat index reading by the afternoon. We'll keep you posted as we get closer to the weekend. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77 with haze. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. It's Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers and Liz Brown. It's on the way. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you say?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that, the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
We do have our work cut out for us. Good morning. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning, Liz, and to your listening audience.
And again, I want to extend my sympathies for the loss of your baby brother.
Thank you. It's still kind of numbing because it was so sudden and because he's the youngest of the five siblings. So, you know, we're going to work through it. You know, we got a pretty strong family, and I have a strong support system, too. So I think we'll get through it.
So let's bring people up to speed about what it is that we're going to be talking about at this hour.
Well, we're going to be reviewing the month of July, some of the activities, decisions that came out of there, and really reemphasizing the facts in Reggie's case. Reggie was one of three black men that were convicted, sentenced to death, and Reggie is the only one left of the three who is still facing the death penalty. So, you know, his case is one that we've often talked about on the show as being the, you know, perfect storm of all the wrong things that could happen in the case. And we really have tried to use this particular hour to let people know not just about this case, but how a Reggie Clemens or how a Marlon Gray could get to the death penalty phase, despite, you know, claims of innocence, despite reasonable doubt. And so I think that, you know, when I look at the month in review, which is, you know, to me a way of kind of looking at where we've come, what we've done, what kinds of activities have happened, what kind of decisions are made, it really, on the one hand, motivates you to do more, but on the other hand, it really lets you know how much work there is to be done. And so it just seems like we're, as a people, we're always under the gun, both literally and figuratively. When I think about the mandate for Chief George, he's got a deadline of tomorrow to get something together for the mayor. Well, you know, Reggie is under the gun in that, you know, Attorney General Jay Nixon, as soon as the appellate judges ruled that, you know, lethal injection is not cruel and unusual punishment here in Missouri, sent over 10 names, unprecedented in the country, sent over 10 names at one time, and Reggie's name was amongst the 10. And so that puts us under the gun, because that means at any given time when that death machine cranks up, that Reggie could be in line for being executed. And so so a lot of what we're doing in the month of August is to really get people, you know, fired up around the petition, when the attorneys are really working on the clemency package, which is the end of the line, really, for Reggie and other people on death row. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about, you know, some of the activities going on and some of the ways people can support the case, particularly this month. Next month is when the U.S. Supreme Court hears the Michael Taylor case.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Michael Taylor case and all of that and so much more. I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget, in the next hour, we're going to continue our conversation about the issue that is percolating all through the city of St. Louis. At stake, the first black fire chief in the city of St. Louis. At stake is an all-on assault from Francis Slay against our first African fire chief. At stake is information that you need to go out and fight the fight. The answer is no. The answer is no. You are not going to assault our chief and get away with it. You're not going to be able to think you can do harm to us and get away with it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Tune in every Saturday afternoon at 4:30 for the Apostolic Faith Hour broadcast on AM 920 WGNU. Bishop James A. Johnson of the Bethesda Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith extends a warm invitation to tune in and discover the church where Jesus completely saves. That's the Apostolic Faith Hour every Saturday afternoon at 4:30. On your gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, we have a lot of things to our July monthly review that we are doing here at the end of July here. I just see so many things that are happening out here that are connected in some way to some of the things that we're doing here on the air. And one of the things that I am I see happening on the show, let me back up a little bit. I was at a forum last night, and it was about the Katrina victims. And one of the things that people were saying was that needs to happen is organizational efforts and collective efforts to get these messages out and giving people specific things to do. And I think that what we have done with this show and this issue is proof of that, because this show has been used as an educational means to give people the facts and then draw the conclusions and make the connections. And then when people get all of that information, I believe that when people get the information, then they do the things that are needed to be done. And this, and what we have seen happen with this show is kind of proof of that and testimony to that.
Absolutely. Even when I look at the law, the hooded executioner law that the governor just signed, and it goes into effect later on this month, in that, you know, you cannot divulge the identity of the executioner in Missouri. You know, that piece is a reaction to this show. I mean, even though the Post-Dispatch is getting some of the credit for doing the expose that exposed Dr. Dürerhoff and his dyslexic and its impact on administering the drugs for execution, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after that, there was a law introduced in the House to make that illegal.
Because what this vehicle of communication does is it goes beyond the written word, or it provides the information when the written word does not, and it makes the connections of the significance of that story or of that issue.
Absolutely.
And after coming on this show and talking about the first law, because we talked about what their first plan was to criminalize it. Okay, and we said, you know, arrest me, because I will tell, and take me to court, and we will have a whole fun time with that case. And they backed up off of that. They backed up off of that, and they went to the civil piece of it.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have to make the connection of the issues that are out here and what we should be doing in response to those issues and how they impact our life. Who knew how much the death penalty does impact on your life? But it does.
It absolutely does. And when you think about, I mean, really, it's like 1% of the folks in the criminal justice system are on death row. And so once we get past, you know, making the death penalty a thing of the past, we can really get to the vast majority of people in the criminal justice system who have claims of innocence. But you got to get to the folks who are facing death first. But there are many, many people, Liz, as you well know, that are languishing. In fact, you talk about that's one of the reasons why you actually came out of the public defender's office, because you see this assembly line of young black men, some of them, you know, who are guilty, but even their crime doesn't fit the sentences that they get. And so there's just a number of issues there. And one of the things that I pointed out at the showing of Race to Execution is that we all need to have a responsibility in making the criminal justice system as just and humane as we possibly can, because one day we're going to be in that arena. And we'll see all the things stacked up against us, and we thinking, well, if I'm innocent, this is the place where it's going to be proven, and it's a crapshoot.
And the other piece of it is, Jamal, as I'm sitting here reflecting as you're talking, the cost of sticking to such a punitive mindset is a cost that bleeds over into other aspects of our lives. For example, we live in a nation where we're beat over the head constantly that, you know, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It is right to be part of, to be a nation that executes people. It was right to be part of a nation that executed children. Only recently we changed that. We don't execute children. It was right to be part of a nation that executes mentally ill people. We do that. We even have a trouble believing that there are really mentally ill people. The bleed over effect to that energy of punitive response and a disconnect from even having the facts to getting people to the execution, a bleed over of that is what George W. Bush is asking for now, $63 billion in new arms to the Middle East. When you are numb to violence, when you are numb to believe in a punitive type of position, then you're not going to be able to feel the wrongness of, or you're not going to be able to challenge the wrongness of, or the insanity of, we're going to bring democracy and peace by infesting regions of the world with more arms. $63 billion of arms they didn't even ask for. Our strategy for dealing with peace in the Middle East is to drop $63 billion worth of new arms into the Middle East. And I guess, you know, I guess it's consistent with if our nation has more guns per capita than any other nation in the world, why, if we're numb to that, if the NRA percolates through our consciousness of, I got a right to have a gun, we should be able to have armor-busting bullets, then I guess we would be a nation that says, okay, our problems have been solved by our guns, so why wouldn't we expect your problems to be solved by our guns?
And if you have a policy like that you are implementing, it's hard for you to say that other people can't start to use that policy too. So when you see folks on the street mm-hmm. who say, I believe that policy, so I'll shoot you before you shoot me, mm-hmm. and a police officer gets shot, now it's a different ball game here, but it's the same mindset. It's the dehumanizing of life, the devaluing of life, and it you know, even when I look at some of the more recent laws, like the Castle Law, which means that you can kill somebody who you think is trying to come into your home or messing with your car or anything like that, you can shoot to kill that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that to me is such a step backwards for civil society, but we have it on the book. Just recently when an affluent white family was murdered, and I can't remember the state that it was in, maybe it's Virginia, it was done allegedly by two white guys that were all out on parole.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're starting to see the backlash of what does it mean to release somebody who's on parole? And we know that one out of four people in this country is under the system in some kind of way. So now we're going to see these laws start to change that's going to make it even more difficult for people to ever get to the parole phase. And the other interesting thing about that case is that they are now, the governor now wants to make home invasion a violent crime.
Now, what do you mean?
See, these folks went in to rob and they end up killing a woman and her two daughters. So it was a home invasion. They went in there to rob. You know, the fact that they ended up killing these folks were subsequent.
Well, okay, I guess I'm struggling. My legal mind is struggling with, okay.
What would you be violating in terms of a home invasion?
Well, no, the definition of it, because we have burglary second and we have burglary first. Burglary first is when you go in there and there are people in there. You are already attempting to steal stuff. What is the difference between a burglary first and a home invasion? I don't understand that. Because a burglary first, burglary second is you in somebody's house stealing their stuff, they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Burglary first is you go in somebody's house to burgle their house and they were there. So what is, I don't know what a home invasion is.
That's a good question. And if your legal mind can't figure it out, I certainly can't.
But
the fact to even make it a violent crime, I'm still trying to figure that out, whether it's burglary or home invasion.
What is a home invasion? Because a burglary is this, I mean, what is that? What is that? We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Justice for Reggie. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. What is that?
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound Illinois 3 at Monsanto Avenue. Look for the right lane blocked at Queenie due to a burst water main. Westbound 270 at Illinois 159 and 157. Look for a burst water main having a left lane closed. Expect slow traffic. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge is rolling steady. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Westbound 64 from Powell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for some delays at that exchange. Otherwise, everything's rolling smoothly. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for no problems to report. Northbound 270 at Highway 70. Look for some delays at that exchange as you get the final push in the morning rush hour. Eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road is starting to break up. Northbound 55 into the 44 exchange from 3200 South Broadway. Look for no problems to report. And then from 255 into all the way back through Butler Hill. Look for no problems to report there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny. High in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy. Chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s. And Sunday, mostly hot, mostly sunny, and highs in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach in the 100-degree mark by Sunday afternoon. We'll keep you posted. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees, and Hayes Lambert Field is reporting 78. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie. My name is Liz Brown. And before I get to back to Jamala Rogers and our discussion, our July wrap-up of Justice for Reggie, I want to thank the Church of God in Christ being one of the sponsors for this show. Bishop Ward, we appreciate your support. It's always important to have financial support for the shows. And I want to do a shout-out to a couple more new advertisers joining the Wake Up Call advertising family. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. When you get your carpets cleaned, you need it cleaned by a certified cleaning service. That's Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning. Wonderful deals. Three rooms and a hall, $39.95. Give him a call at 315-7075. You all talk about how much this show is important to you. Well, support our advertisers, because we couldn't be here if it wasn't for our advertisers. You know you need your carpet clean. You've got kids. You've got grown-ups. You've got men in your house. You need to get your carpet clean. Why don't you get a professional carpet cleaner to do it? Russell's Professional Carpet Cleaning, 315-7075. And also, it's almost lunchtime. It's close to lunch. It's time for you to be thinking about lunch. Get on over to Archie's All-American Cafe right there in the Loop, 6277 Delmar in the Loop. They have hot dogs, and you have your choice of beef, soy, or turkey. They have kosher beef and Polish. Archie's All-American hot dogs, Chicago dogs, chili dogs, St. Louis dogs, crowd dogs, Reuben dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs, chili cheese dogs, and Hawaiian dogs. Breakfast is served all day long, and on Fridays is Fish Friday. From 4 p.m. till midnight, Fish Fry. That's the day after. That's tomorrow, Fish Fry Day, 4 p.m. to midnight. No pork products, catfish nuggets, whiting, tilapia, all of that, and a bag of chips. At Archie's All-American Cafe, right there in the Loop. Give them a call, because they take call-in orders, and they will deliver. Open Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., 678-3397, 678-3397, Archie's All-American Cafe. Good golly, you need to get over there. I'm hungry already just by listening to my own commercial here. Archie's All-American Cafe. Support our advertisers. If you support our shows, get on down to the Loop. Hang out. Have a soda. Have a soy dog at Archie's. Have a beef dog. Do that and tell them I told you to. And Jamala, getting back to Justice for Reggie here. In our July wrap-up, talk to us about who's Daniel Winfrey?
Daniel Winfrey was 15 at the time of the Chain of Rocks, tragedy. And Daniel Winfrey was not even a friend of Marlon Gray's, but he had been brought to the bridge to hang out with the rest of the fellows. Daniel Winfrey was white, and because he was the youngest and because he was white, he was used to turn state's evidence against the three black guys. And so So he got a deal. He cut a deal, and he got some time, and he got to go away out of state to prison, which was part of the deal, so that there would be no need for him to fear retribution or whatever because he was in Colorado. Daniel Winfrey, as we have been saying all along, was going to be paroled in June. Well, he's out now. And it's really kind of ironic because at about the same time he was released, that's when Reggie's death warrant was sent over by Jay Nixon to the Missouri Supreme Court. So, you know, the thing about inmates who have played that role for the prosecutor, you know, sometimes they've had some time to think about it. And when they're no longer under the gun or having to cut deals, sometimes they come forward and do the right thing. So, you know, we'll see what Daniel Winfrey does. But, you know, as a result of his testimony, Marlon Gray was executed. Antonio Richardson would have been executed had it not been for the fact that he was a juvenile at the time, and that's now been ruled unconstitutional. But it leaves Reggie Clemens still in the claws of the death chambers. And so we'll see what happens.
And doesn't this also bring to mind the inconsistency of this concept of a death penalty? Because if a death penalty is about punishing people who kill people, who help kill people, who are involved in the killing of the people, and if the death penalty is necessary to stop people who kill from killing people, how do you have a system, if those are that's the foundation, and it is the foundation of the death penalty as we know it here in this country, then how do you justify letting a murderer out? You know, because he's just as guilty as the rest of them, is he not?
Well, that's what the premise would be. But I think whenever I think about the death penalty and why it was banned the first time is the word capricious. I mean, there could be no other word. Arbitrary and capricious, but it's the capricious part that really, to me, sums it up because it's, you know, it's more than a crapshoot. It's like whoever is there, whoever we want to put there, whoever we want to use against the other one. It's no rhyme or reason to it except that if you're black and poor,
it's less arbitrary and more capricious.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So here we have four men, four young people who were all accused of the same thing, and something different happens with each one of them. Now, you know, how capricious and arbitrary is that?
Mm-hmm.
And this is still with claims of innocence and still with reasonable doubts, you know, intertwined in all of it. And so we really kind of have the same situation as in the Larry Griffin case in that, you know, the prosecutor uses somebody against the other folks and end up killing somebody and then, you know, go on a charade as if they're doing some kind of objective investigation only to come to the same conclusion that they did 15 years ago, and that is we kill the right person. You know, and this case is closed. And that's what happened with the Larry Griffith case when, you know, Jennifer Joyce came out with the final conclusions of their 2-year investigation is that no wrong done. We got the right man and the execution was not wrong.
And when we also, in fairness to the inaccurate decision or conclusion drawn by Jennifer Joyce, we also have to, it's important that we underscore how the world would have changed had she not made that wrong decision, had she not drawn the conclusion that, oh no, this was a fine execution. If she had decided otherwise, that could have turned the entire execution discussion on its head. Because we would have the discussion of an innocent person was executed.
And it would have been not just for Missouri, Liz, but for the whole country.
That's what
all
I'm
eyes
about.
Were on this case.
That's what
all
I'm talking
eyes.
About. Because so in fairness to people that want to continue to support a wicked, arbitrary, and capricious killing machine, from her perspective, she had no choice. she had no choice but to continue to defend the arbitrary and capricious killing machine that she is still a part of. That she is still sending people, she is still pushing cases for, pursuing the death penalty on cases. So she would be slowing down her own death machine if she were to have decided, if she were to have concluded in another way.
And then she would have had Jay Nixon petitioning that office for not following the law, mm-hmm. because the law of the land is the death penalty. And so it really is a really kind of sick system that people,
a sick codependent system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. It's like, no matter if that's your personal belief or not, you still are compelled to carry out something that not only is unfair, unreasonable, but irrational.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to somehow find ways to defend and justify that.
And it's one thing to be a codependent to somebody that has an alcohol problem, you know, that harms themselves or harms their family members. But here we're talking about a sick codependent relationship that kills people, for real.
And it's final. That's it. There's no coming back to review that or bring that person back. And even if you review it, Liz, there's still little comfort in the fact that it was wrong.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how hollow is that? My bad.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
We're going to take a break. Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie. Jamala Rogers is joining me. I'm Liz Brown, and we are talking about the impact of the death penalty, the story of the death penalty, making the connection with how the death penalty, our criminal justice system, how it impacts on all of our lives. And in the next hour, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm going to have a conversation with Wayne Luster and Fire about this assault on our first black fire chief. And I'm going to be giving you a phone number out during that hour for you to call Francis Slay to tell him, hands off our chief, hands off our chief. And our chief don't have to do what you tell him to do. He needs to do what is in the best interest of the city of St. Louis and not what you and Local 73 want him to do. So you don't want to miss that discussion in the next hour. And Jamala, even the assault on our chief is connected to this issue of the death penalty, isn't it?
I think so. For one reason, when you have a black person in a position of authority, what does that really mean in a white racist society? Mm-hmm. And apparently, it doesn't mean a whole lot, because here's somebody who has years and years of experience in the fire department realm, and you have people outside of that who know zilch about,
kind of like Slay in the education piece.
Yeah, who thinks? I mean, that whole sort of,
it's about control. It's about control. It's about keeping your power structure. It's about answering to white issues in a city that is more than half black people.
And so, therefore, it has to be included in their white supremacy, because mm-hmm. here you have the systems that we're talking about, whether it be the criminal justice system, whether it be government, where that kind of control is not just about control, but it's about white control.
Let me ask you this, Jamala, because you are a historian. You are an observer and a connector of a daughter of the issues that happen here in this city. Let me pose a hypothetical to you. Suppose Freeman Bosley, as mayor of the city of St. Louis, were to have given a directive to Neil Satanix, the white chief of police, put it up on his website, saying, you answer to me by 4 o'clock on Friday, and you make these decisions as I tell you to make these decisions. Whose office would Mike Owens have been camping out in front of in that exchange? How would the story have been spun if that was the factual scenario?
Well, we know it would be quite different. And as you were talking, I was thinking about a similar scenario that did happen when Freeman was mayor, and it had to do with him hiring somebody in his immediate cabinet that he could trust, and that person sued and got their job back with back pay. So the message was, black man, you have no power here that we are bound to respect. And even the people that you want to have close in your cabinet, we are going to
decide
who those people are. So to me, that was a real chilling kind of thing early on in his administration that, you know, I said, I just shook my head, but you see it playing out in so many other different ways in this city. And, it, you know, to me, it goes back. I mean, we celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Dred Scott decision. A lot of that goes directly back to the Dred Scott decision, and that is, there is no rights that we have to respect when it comes to black people. And so almost on a daily basis, Liz, you're having to assert yourself as a human in this city.
And particularly for African men. When we have African men in these types of positions, they have to, because there are gender distinctions, they have to assert their masculinity in these situations, because the assaults that are being brought at them are aimed at demasculating African men and making the claim that, or trying to stake the claim that one person in this exchange is a man and one person in this exchange is a boy. I mean, so we have that, and that's what we have with the Francis Slay letter to our first black fire chief, is Francis Slay's Dred Scott worldview of, I am a man, you are a boy, therefore I tell you what to do, and you do what I say.
And where is this playing out with any other department, Liz? And the other question that, you know, a couple of people asked me is, the other black people who head departments, as few as they are, how do they fare? Mm-hmm. And are they been given the same ultimatums, and so therefore they're quietly doing as they are told? And because the chief is trying to run his department as he sees fit, then he's catching all of the fire. So, you know, it's a situation that I think we as a community, and I'm not talking about black folks, but white people have to join this battle too, in terms of allowing a department head to do his job. And it's as simple as that.
And people, white people also need to, challenge themselves in terms of, okay, what is my worldview? Does this make sense that a mayor, if you have a concern about a fire chief, if you disagree with the fire chief not promoting, then why wouldn't you have called him up and said, look, let's go out to lunch, let's have a conversation, or I'll meet you with your aide and you meet me with your aide and I'll bring my aide and we'll have a discussion. That's not how this was played. This was an email, or this is a letter posted on the website to Sherman George. So what was the intention behind this? I'm calling you boy to your face.
Right.
I want the world to know that I'm not really trying to have a conversation with you. I want the world to know our relationship. You a boy, and you do what I tell you to do.
Right. And that plays out in the courtroom,
yes,
with the
does.
White judges, with the
Absolutely.
White prosecutors. It happened with Nails Moss, who did all the trickery that he was big enough to do and white enough to do, and still there was no mistrial. There was still no basis for that kind of conduct to be appealed in the appeal phase of it. So, I mean, it's all up and down the line, Liz, and we just really have to take a stand against racism and white supremacy wherever it raises its head.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I have a question for Ms. Rogers. Good morning, Ms. Rogers.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. My question is, has there ever been a legislator in Jefferson City that has ever brought up the issue of declaring a moratorium on the death penalty and a possibility of putting that on the ballot and letting the people of Missouri outlaw this outrageous act? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
And, you know, we've talked about the legislative strategy on the show, Liz, but at least for the last 8 or 9 years, there's been legislature introduced both for moratorium and abolition of the death penalty. And in the last couple of years, William, Representative Deacon, who we had on the show, who's a Republican who is for the death penalty, said that he no longer could sit and be silent when there were people, much like Governor Wyden said, who were being absolved of any crime as it related to the death penalty. And so it was a recognition for him that it's a flawed system and we need to look at it. So it didn't come out of committee this past session. We'll try it again this upcoming session. And so we need people to be in tune with who they're state reps are, their state senators, so that they can help us lobby those folks.
Excellent. And Jamala, what do we have for next week?
Next week we're going to have Kerry Max Cook, who was on Texas death row for 22 years, and he has a phenomenal story. He's out. But, you know, just by the skin of his teeth and, you know, really trying to get his life back together. So he'll be our guest next week. And then, you know, this is going to be a busy month, Liz. There's been all kinds of ways that people are going to be helping us. There's at the Black Expo, there's going to be a workshop on the death penalty that we'll be talking about, Reggie's case. Better Family Life has given us a table at Black Family Week to, you know, do our petitions and get our literature out. So it's going to be a very, very busy week. The sad news is that one of the people on death row, Brian Kinder, is dying of cancer. Mm. And so what we'll do when we send out our update for the week is put his address in there so people can send him cards. His is a case also of reasonable doubt. And he may die before he gets to make that case.
I want to thank you so much, and I will see you same time, same place next week.
Same time next week. And if people have any questions, want to help, need a petition, give us a call at 367-5959.
And we'll be back with a discussion about Francis Slay calling the first black fire chief a boy. We'll be back.
Dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Witnesses say it seemed surreal when the pavement opened up beneath them on Minneapolis's busiest highway bridge at rush hour yesterday.
The car in front of me seemed to slide towards me, but it seemed like I recall seeing construction workers in the air, just things suspended in air.
The death toll from the collapse has been revised downward for now, but ABC's Tom Hauser tells us it's only temporary.
They've lowered the official confirmed number of dead from 7 down to 4. That doesn't mean that's where it's going to stay. You got to remember there are at least 20 people still presumed missing who are unaccounted for by family. And so we do actually expect the death toll to increase, even though it has temporarily gone down.
One survivor whose car was among an estimated 50 that plunged off the bridge into the Mississippi River credits his mom and his seatbelt for saving his life.
If I didn't have my seatbelt on, I probably would have went through the windshield, and I'm it. So, you know, thanks, Mom, for telling me to wear my seatbelt.
Just 2 years ago, officials declared the bridge structurally deficient in a formal report. Elmo, Big Bird, and Dora the Explorer are among the prime suspects in a major toy recall by Fisher-Price. ABC's Vic Ratner tells us there are concerns excessive amounts of lead may be in the...
The Fisher-Price toys being recalled were all made between April and July of this year, according to the company. Mattel, the toy company, says it is investigating... paint on these toys got past their testers. You can get more details at 800-916-4498 or the Mattel toy website.
Why do placebos work? Researchers say because giving people something they think will make them feel better activates a part of the brain linked with reward. A court in Germany has sentenced a man named Schnitzel Steven to 18 months in jail for serial tab jumping at 64 restaurants. This is ABC News.
Get up to a $40 gift when you buy four select Goodyear tires, or double your gift card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, the Goodyear Get There with a Winner tire sale is going full throttle. Winner with Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. Offers end August 25th. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchase. Credit approval. All trademarks of the property of their respective owners.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Eddie Murphy has been slapped with a paternity suit. More from Dave Alpert.
Spice Girl Melanie Brown says a DNA test confirms that Eddie Murphy is the father of her four-month-old daughter.
Her name is Angel. Angel is my baby, and Eddie's.
The 32-year-old singer says she and Murphy were in a solid relationship last year and planned to have a baby. When the child was born, Murphy was long gone. Attorney Gloria Allred.
He appears to have abandoned his little angel physically, emotionally, and financially.
Murphy is reportedly now engaged to another woman. His spokesman had no comment. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
O.J. Simpson is blasting the Goldman family after judge turned over the rights to his book project If I Did It to Them as part of a wrongful death settlement. Simpson calls the Goldmans hypocrites for planning to sell the rights to make good on the multi-million dollar settlement. Simpson calls it blood money. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Packer Frenchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a student accused of making a terrorist threat wants his bond to be lowered. Alatosin Ottawal had been attending Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. Authorities say he threatened a Virginia Tech-like rampage through a note found in his car. Ottawal says he can reside in the area with family members and is no risk of fleeing. He is in jail on $1 million bond. Ottawal has pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for his next court appearance in Edwardsville on Friday. A toddler was killed and five other people were injured in a minivan crash last night. 24-year-old Brandy Bull was driving south on Highway N with her five children when she crossed the center line, struck two trees, and flipped over. Two of the children were ejected from the vehicle. 2-year-old Macy Bull was killed, 5-year-old Haley Bull was seriously injured and taken to Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital for treatment. Another child was taken to St. Louis Children's Hospital with minor injuries. The driver and the other two children had minor injuries and were treated at St. Anthony's Medical Center. Finally this hour, Fisher-Price is recalling almost a million toys worldwide. 83 types of toys are being recalled because of excessive amounts of lead in their paint. The toys were made by a Chinese vendor and sold in the U.S. between May and August. A Fisher-Price representative says the problem was detected by an internal probe and reported to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Under current regulations, children's products found to have more than 0.06% lead accessible to users are subject to a recall. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 9 o'clock hour. Westbound 270 at 159 and 157. Look for left lane closed due to a burst water main break and expect some slowdowns there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at Monsanto. Look for the right lane blocked at Queenie. That's also due to a burst water main. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge is running smoothly. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Eastbound 40 is moving well from Mason through McKnight. Westbound 270 is running smoothly up in North County. Northbound 270 at 44 and 70. Look for no problems to report there. And eastbound 44 from east of Soccer Park all the way through 270 into the Big Bend Exchange. Look for no problems to report there as well. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road is on the move. And northbound 55, no problems to report. There are a number of ongoing construction sites, so just use caution. Give yourself a break and expect to add a little time to some of your travel plans. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. For this evening, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Friday, partly cloudy, chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s. And Sunday, hot, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 90s. There's expected to be a high heat index reading in the 100-degree mark on Sundays afternoon, so we'll keep you posted as we get closer. Currently, we have 80 degrees in haze. Lambert Field is reporting 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. The issue that's confronting us this morning is not the arrest of Jeff Smith. Yeah, although he was arrested. freshman. Lord, freshman elected officials. Jeff Smith arrested. We'll talk about that at another time. We're going to talk about Chief Sherman George. We're going to talk about letters of ultimatums. And letters of specifically, actions specifically calculated to win a battle of unearned white privilege and supremacy. We need to talk about this issue, and we're going to do that this morning with my guest, Wayne Luster. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Very good. Wayne, tell us who you are and what your role is here.
My name is Wayne Luster. I'm the vice chairman of FIRE. FIRE stands for Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. We have four sitting vice chairmen, and the chairman who is Addington Stewart, the other vice chairmen's A. Pruitt, Captain A. Pruitt, Percy Green, the third, and also Guy Jennings and myself. And we represent the 42% of the members on the St. Louis Fire Department that's African American.
So let's talk about maybe a little back history on the issue that has come to the front of some people's mind because it was on television last night, but the issue of promotions within the fire department. Can you give us a little history of that? Because I don't think that you can really have a discussion based on an email that was put on Francis Slay's website or a letter that was delivered by Francis Slay or news reports. Talk to us about promotions. What are at stake? How have they historically happened within the fire department? And ending with, what is your concern about the promotion process within the fire department of the city of St. Louis?
Of course, we've been on your show for previous times, and
many
we've
times.
Had a lot more time than we can do it now, but I'll try to summarize it so it can be comprehensive to your listening audience. First of all, the recent promotion list of 2004 was disputed by fire. It was challenged in court, in Judge Sipple's court, and he ruled that there was no adverse impact, basically because the promotions were not done. When you look at the list, there is an adverse impact if the promotions take place. And we appealed that, and right now we're presently appealing it.
And I'm looking at the document in front of me, the notice of appeal that has to be filed any time that you file an appeal, and that was filed on June 20th. You're appealing that decision, and that's the normal process that things take.
That's the process that they told us in America that you take. You go to court, and if you lose, you go to the appellate courts. Fire historically has never really gotten anything at the first level. We've gotten some things, but we've always had to go through the appellate courts, especially when you look at the political landscape of the Republicans and also this particular state when it comes to things of this nature. So we're doing our due process in court. What was interesting is that when we filed our appeal within the time frames of the appeal, the city council said, I don't forget which one it was, said that, you know, you ought to forget it, you're going to lose and this, that, and the other, and we need to go on and start promoting. So evidently everybody has taken that advice from this particular city councilor. Because she's obviously
but that's
the
what
judge
people,
and jury.
And what people need to remind themselves of is the fact that when you're in a court battle, it's an adversarial battle. Heck, everybody can, even if you've never been a lawyer or been in a courtroom, you know from your own personal experience, you have been in an adversary position with somebody, and one way to win the fight is to tell the other person, you can't win. You know, and if you're the person that hears you can't win and you decide not to engage in the fight, that's on you. She's supposed to tell you, you know, you can't win. I'm not, you know, so she's going to try to back you off of something, particularly you tell somebody that's a lot bigger and stronger than you or you know that can beat you. You can't win. And that's whistling in the dark or pushing you off of this. And so they don't want you to win. So they're going to say you can't win.
Well, I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to do, and we're doing what we're supposed to do. And we did it, and we followed the appeal, and the due process is still in the process, which is the appeals process. All of a sudden, there is a rush to less promote. And what's so disingenuous that I find coming from the mayor, we wrote a letter to the mayor, and we passed it out and gave it to the news media yesterday, and I can get you a copy.
I have a copy in front of me.
Back in 2004, our chairman wrote a letter specifically to the mayor asking him to investigate some allegations of cheating, like he did in 2002 when the first African-American firm came to the city of St. Louis, Blocking Associates. What was interesting is that the union took a position that they did not want to take a test that was given by an African-American firm. They took that position, they took it strongly, and they went to federal court and asked the judge to stop the city from giving this testing firm the opportunity to give a test in the city of St. Louis because there would be an adverse impact on them just because they're African American. The judge looked at them and said, what are you talking about? Go take the test. And then they went to state court, so they worked backwards.
Did we get a letter from the mayor's office telling them to drop their case?
Didn't get anything like that because they're one and the same. And that's what I want your public audience to understand. 73 and the mayor's office and the city of St. Louis are the same people. They're the same neighbors. If you, any of you all have been looking at the political eye, the things we put in there, they're all connected. There's an interconnection that they're working on behalf of 73. So when you see the extension of the mayor coming out, really it's 73's agenda. We painted that picture before. The dots have been connected. So now you see the mayor coming out on behalf of 73, which on his letter that I understand that he referenced on the news, he's talking about sitting down and coming together. But his position is clearly 73's position. Not let's hear what the appellate court says, but let's promote. Then let's fix the problem. So here you have the mayor of the city of St. Louis representing just half of the city,
and also,
or less than half of the city.
Less than half of the city, and also the other statements by Francis Slay in this letter is, let's see whether these feelings about race are based upon promotions or from historic grievances. Anybody that has understood the issue of race in this city knows that it's not just one thing. You cannot, how could, so he starts with a diminishing of our experience of race in this city. Let's just see if it's about these promotions.
Exactly. I know it makes people uncomfortable to talk about race, and as I talk about this even now, there's people in your audience saying, why can't you just get over this racist thing? There's an article that I often refer to that Sylvester Brown wrote about old uncle racism. And old uncle racism swinging from the arch, swinging from City Hall, swinging from the new Eagleton building. And he plays out these acts, and this is just another episode with old uncle racism, swinging from City Hall and trying to dictate in the St. Louis Fire Department what should happen on behalf of one group. Now, if you are truly talking about diversity, and if you're truly talking about sitting down and hashing out these historical problems, you would seem that you would come from a point of view that I'm going to keep an open mind. That's what I was trying to get from the president of the Board of Aldermen. He has taken a position the chief ought to promote, which, how do you take that position? And we're an appellate. And the appellate process.
And we also have to, but I also heard from him as well that, yeah, we do need to sit down and we do need to talk about this and we do need to figure this out. And that's the challenge to everybody here. You don't try to figure this out when you put something on your website. And that's what Francis Slay did. You aren't really trying to figure something out when you give ultimatums of as a man to a boy. Because that does not escape me as a woman of African descent. When you have this white mayor ordering this new African fire chief to do something by a certain day, that's man to boy. That's an attempt to go back to the whole Dred Scott way of viewing things. But he's not saying that we need to discuss this. He's saying I have a position on this. And you can't. You cannot have a position on this until you've sat down and had a discussion about it.
Exactly. And going back from the historical point, we sent the letter back in 2004 asking the mayor to investigate these allegations of cheating like he did in 2002, names specifically, and cited specific examples. Instead of the mayor getting on TV like he did back in 2002, he did not respond to the letter.
Mm.
And we have a copy of that from 2004 that was sent to him, and it was unresponded. So when he comes with these points of what he wants to do now as far as putting $5,000 towards some diversity training from our organization, we've already spent over $30,000 to $40,000 bringing some arbitrators to come up with some RFPs. We got a copy of them. If you want it, just ask for it. If you want to sit down and talk about the problems in the St. Louis Fire Department, we've done that with representatives from the mayor's office and the Black Roundtable. And using their language, when we start speaking from the gut or speaking from the heart, they all ran from the table. Because when fire spoke from the heart, it was points of what was plaguing this department. And they termed it as conversation stoppers. And they didn't want to deal with the hard issues of race in the city and in the St. Louis Fire Department. So these points are nothing is innovative, nothing is new. Some is, as a matter of fact, it's something that's already been done.
And
all you
got
to do is get the literature.
And I would ask people, here's Francis Slay's phone number, 622-3201, 622-3201. I would ask you all, this is problematic. You need to call Francis and tell him, because this feels as if Francis Slay is trying to get rid of of Sherman George, you need to call 622-3201 and tell him, hands off our chief. Hands off our chief at that 622-3201. And the reason why we have to do things like that, because you get the sense, do you get the sense from this letter, this email posting of Francis Slade, that there is something ominous behind this?
Well, it reminds me of Tombstone. We're going to meet you at the showdown at the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Respond by noon. Sundown Friday.
And it reminds me of Mr. Tibbs,
mm-hmm.
where we have this whole boy piece going on. We have this whole you know, my name is, no, your name is boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it feels like from Francis Slade, that he's saying, telling this African man, boy, you better do what I tell you to do, and you better do it when I tell you to do it. And this is how it's going to be, and you better do it, boy. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, I mean, you can term it like that also. I think that the chief can stand on his own, and
mm-hmm.
he's going to speak to the issues, because his issues is definitely different from ours in the fact that they've already taken the chief to court.
Mm-hmm.
And the charter was explained to those involved that the chief has the power to promote or not to promote.
And
he's been to court on this issue, on this list,
and
already.
That's the problem that I hear when I hear people talking about, we're concerned about the fiscal impact about this. Well, you sent the chief to court. You said pay for it your own self. And, I mean, you didn't even defend somebody that you were supposed to be defending. So you don't care about money being spent for real. You want to break other people with money.
When it comes to those buzzwords and catchy phrases about taxpayers' dollars, they're not concerned about taxpayer dollars.
For real.
Because if you were concerned about taxpayer dollars, whenever you asked the chief his opinion on what firms to use, and he told you don't use these two, and you choose one of those, you know you're not concerned about taxpayer dollars.
Nor are you listening to a person that is an expert in this field. Some people would say, Wayne, well, there's a list. If Sherman George has a problem with the list, he can choose from anybody he wants to on that list. He can cherry pick whoever he wants. He can get the people in that he wants to get in. How do you respond to that?
The fundamental problem is not a list. It's the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said that back when we came on 3 years ago and had the debate with the union president and the shows leading up to that. It's the process. They have changed the process. There was a period of about 15 years that there were no lawsuits in the city of St. Louis Fire Department or personnel dealing with the fire department promotions. They changed that list. It was under Shamel that this particular thing was instituted, where you had a written fire scene. And what made it secure was that the deputies at that particular time took the test at the same time. So there were no answers floating out there.
There you go.
Then you had an assessment center. And for 15 years, the promotions were reflective of the St. Louis Fire Department, about 60-40, 60% Caucasian, 40% African-American. There were no lawsuits. People were living in harmonious. Lists were exhausted, and people felt like they were getting a fair shake. All of a sudden, you have a change in the process because 73 wants a multiple-guess test. You don't go on scenes and the answers are not there. You have to make a decision. The only decision in multiple guess tests is what I'm going to study and what I'm not going to study.
Mm. So it doesn't prepare you. It doesn't give you the best qualified person for this position.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, and that's really one of the ways that I think that this whole issue has not been characterized, that it should be characterized. And even Chief George asked that question, didn't he?
About, I believe so.
What was the question that he asked?
Are these people qualified?
And can we say that they're qualified based on the testing testing results that we have?
That's right. I want to also put in your listening audience's mind, back in 2002, there was a test given by the first African-American firm, and I want you to draw your own conclusions. But before that, there was a test that had expired, and the Civil Service Commission is supposed to be a separate body. The mayor told the Civil Service Commission,
Francis Slade,
to resurrect a dead list. It was the Civil Service Commissioner, Newsom,
mm-hmm.
that was before a automatic hearing, and there are people that can verify this, said that Francis Slade asked us to resurrect this dead list. We went to court on that, and the judge ruled that you only God can raise the dead.
There you go.
You cannot raise a list once it has expired.
And who was on? And what
Francis Slay asked them to resurrect this list.
And this was a list that came about as a result of.
It was a list that came about as a result of Barrett and Associates. And even though there was an adverse impact, they promoted some folks off the list. But there were going to be 12 more Caucasian promoted that by happenstance are going to be promoted on this particular list. We've drawn the connection between the nepotism and cronyism that's taking place.
And, let's
and
these, let's
those 12 people are on this particular list. So he's still advocating for them.
And let's talk about, let's make some of those connections when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. I see a bunch of you on the lines that want to talk to us. I know Officer Simmons was on there wanting to talk about the same issues that are challenging and confronting African members of the police department. We're going to be talking about some of that when we come back. I see you all. Stay with us. The number for Francis Slay's office is 622-3201. Hands off our chief, 622-3201. Hands, just say it and hang up. 622-3201. Hands off our chief. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work, and it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Kirby Van Burch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Burch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Burch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. We're having a conversation this morning about Francis Slay's attack on the first African fire chief, Chief Sherman George, basically calling him out a boy, saying, you better answer my question by this date and this time, boy. Sending him a letter, putting it on his website, putting all this, fronting him to do what he wants to be done. I'm joined in the studio with Wayne Lester. Wayne, let's get to some of the callers on the lines here. We have Officer Simmons, police officer. Officer Simmons, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Outstanding.
That's good.
And I'm here with Wayne Lester.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fine, man. I appreciate your effort. Listen, I call in real briefly to tell you that I 100% that we support you all, for we are going through the exact same thing. You know, if you look at the fire department, you look at the police department, it's the good old boy network. For them, it's like a resort. For us, it's a job. Now, if you look at the police department, we have a testing process that I can't even get clear. I can't get a clear answer from anyone, not even my commanders. You know, we'll have... We have the testing companies that come in, that administer our tests, and for some reason, either we are a bunch of ignorant Negroes or white folks are just so, so much smarter than what we are. We have all of the whites in the A cluster, just a couple of blacks to make it look good up there with them, and then after the couple of blacks are made, we'll have like a huge, and I don't have my paperwork in front of me because I wasn't prepared to call you all, but I had to call in and say something. We have a huge amount of whites being processed to be sergeants in the A cluster and B cluster, and all the blacks are down in the C cluster. And this goes on and on and on all the time. Now, can I say exactly how they're cheating? No, I can't say exactly how they're doing it because I don't have the game. You know, we're just here trying to do what's right. Now, when we were told, listen, you all have to start studying. You all have to get degrees. Listen. We do this, and then the game changes, then we still stay on the bottom. And this is the same thing that they're doing with the fire department. And I take my hat off to your chief, to Sherman George, because he shouldn't use that list. He shouldn't, because it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. I'm just going to want you to know, keep the fight, keep the struggle going. It's never ending, and it's always going to be. I can't see in my lifetime, sir, or in your lifetime, anything changing in this city of St. Louis. Thank you. You all take it easy.
I appreciate your comments. One of the things is that I appreciate those ones that went before me and kept the doors of opportunity open for me. And I plan to do the same. There's somebody out there that's going to need a job.
And I would take exception to what Officer Simmons said about things changing, because the fights that I have seen fire engage in is proof that things do change when you fight back.
That's right.
Things do change when you fight back. You all have fought and you've sued and you've won.
Yes.
I mean, the name of battle that you haven't won.
Well, the thing is, you got to continue to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you give up, then everyone loses, including the community. We impact the community $25 million strong, and we don't have these jobs.
And we who? I'm
talking about African Americans.
$25 million
strong annually.
There
so
you go.
If we don't have these jobs, then our neighborhoods are going to look worse than what they look now.
And
not
we're not
going
to be prepared to fight. Because
exactly.
you're going to be worried about getting a job, or you're going to move out of the city to go get another job.
Exactly. And I feel for the brothers over there in the police department, because I understand from some other police department, police officers, how the process works over there. Somebody told me that the police department is a family-run business.
Well, yeah, we've seen that with the baseball tickets, the World Series tickets. But make some of these. You mentioned that the police department is a family-run business. There's some nepotism in this issue here of promotions and the energy behind wanting people to be promoted off of this list and dead list. Make those family connections for
those
us.
Those family connections is you got Sam Simon, who is the director of public safety.
Sam Simon, the director of public safety.
He's related to Paulahan through marriage.
Related to Paula?
Paulahan. Through marriage.
Okay, and who is Paulahan?
Paulahan is one of the persons that's on this list.
Okay, so he we have a list where Paul Simon really should be recusing himself because one of his relatives is on this list waiting to be promoted.
Right.
Who
and
else
and those ones that's familiar with the name Paulahan will draw the connection in the police department.
Okay.
Because I think he's like second in command over there.
Okay.
You have, of course, Neil Satanic's son-in-law,
It's on this list waiting
it's
to be
promoted.
Waiting to be promoted. Okay.
Right. You have some other battalion chiefs that the sons and relatives is on this list also.
Like who?
You have, I know their nicknames, Popeye, those type people. I don't know their official names because I'm stationed in one station.
Okay.
But the whole connection was drawn out in the public political eye, and they can or they can go on our website
mm-hmm.
and get it from our website.
Yes.
That's fire-i-r-e.org and get the connection.
Okay, so we have a familial, we have a nepotism reason why we have the energy to push from this particular list. Go back and underscore, if you can, Wayne, or if you would, Wayne, to underscore the problems with this list, why we have these problems with this particular list.
Well, from the point of view of just the company itself, when they gave the test, the type of test that they used was a type of test that creates an adverse impact. And it goes back to the root of the problem. You know, we can attack this thing from the branches, but if you go back to the root, the type of test that produces an adverse impact becomes problematic. And that's one of the things when they asked the chief in the beginning what firms we should use. He told me, pointed out, this particular firm, SH&L, and Barrett and Associates get you the type of results that will create an adverse impact. And you can look across the cities in the United States. This is the what they produce. So their results are the same everywhere.
And
there are better firms out there that you can use.
And I'm looking at this letter that was made public by Francis Slay, basically calling Chief Georgia a boy. To review the facts, a federal judge, and this is what Francis Slay is saying, a federal judge has ruled that the current promotional test is valid, does not discriminate, and legitimately tests the skills and the knowledge needed to be a captain or battalion chief in the St. Louis Fire Department. Is that accurate?
That's not accurate.
And tell me why.
It's not accurate, first of all, from the discrimination point of view. We could not prove that or have that component in the actual court case.
So that issue was not even addressed?
That wasn't even addressed.
Okay, so he is saying it does not discriminate. The judge has ruled that. That's a lie.
That's exactly right. He's not telling the truth.
Okay.
Or he's not familiar with the case or both.
And it says that this test legitimately tests the skills and the knowledge needed to be a captain or battalion chief. Did the court's decision draw that conclusion?
No, they didn't.
And
what
why
they,
not?
What they said was there was no adverse impact because there were no promotions.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a promotion, but once there are promotions, then there will be an adverse impact.
1-877-920-WGNU. Let me get to a couple of callers here. Richard, good morning. Richard.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm a retired fireman. I've been retired 15 years, and the same old is still going on. When I was on the captain's list, it was in court for 7 years before we got promoted.
And what year was that? What year was that?
It was in the 70s. And we got promoted in 80. And the way I feel is that if it takes 10 years, it should run through the court system like it should. In other words, because once you make those promotions, you're not going to, if it rules in fire's favor, you're not going to demote those guys and say, okay, you're no longer captains, you're back to a private again or a firefighter. So they need to wait until it goes through the court system completely. You know, if it has to go up to the Supreme Court, it should be, they should wait until then. And like you say, we waited 7 years, and in 7 years we had some ups and we had some downs, but the court ruled that fire was being discriminated against and that the promotion should be so many equal amount of blacks and equal amount of whites should get those promotions.
Okay, and I got. Let me get to another question here, but thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm looking at a response part of the Francis Lay's letter. Here's what he says in it. He says, for the good of the department and to avoid confrontation that will divide our city. We're already been divided, but in order to do this, here's what he wants the chief to do. Fill all of the fire captain and battalion chief positions by using the current list that is in court right now. And then, after the promotions are made, the Department of Personnel will close the list and begin the process of hiring a company to conduct a new test. The process of hiring a company will include new protocols to permit you, fire, Local 73, to have greater input into the wording of the RFP and the selection of a testing consultant from among the RFP responses. Now, a couple of questions. No, a number of questions that I have after this statement by Francis Lay. First, how many positions are out there, fire captain and battalion chief positions?
I think right off the bat they're talking about 19.
19 positions. Okay, so those would be 19 positions.
19 captain.
19
positions.
Captain positions, and that's not battalion. That doesn't include battalion chief positions.
No, that might be about 5 or 6.
Okay, so let's say about 21, 22 positions.
Right.
Once those are filled, that's it.
That's it.
So we have to wait until there are some more openings, right?
Right. Usually is about 20. To 25 years.
25 years.
You're talking about a career.
So we're talking about waiting 10, maybe 5, maybe 16, 17 years for more openings to occur.
Right.
Okay, so new mayor, a new way of doing things would have be in place in that, conceivably in that place. Okay, so we're waiting for that much time. How much time would it take if they were to change the protocols right now, reopen the testing, and to then pick new people? We're going to answer that question when we come back. We're taking a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Wayne Lester. We're talking about Francis Lay. You want to call him and tell him, keep your hands off our chief, 622-3201. Stay with us.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
When I get older, losing
Hi, I'm Pete Nicolazzi. I am hosting the show, Young in Spirit, every Thursday night at 8. Please join me as we talk about topics that concern the elderly and their caregivers. That's Young in Spirit, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics of interest ranging from review boards to graduated licensing and media coverage of police chases. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and ways to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Thursday morning at 10, only on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking with Wayne Luster. We're talking about the assault on our first black fire chief by Francis Slay, basically calling him out of boy, saying you need to answer me by noon today, tomorrow, on promoting these people, promoting firefighters off of this horribly conceived and put together list. Wayne, I want to bring people up to speed. In his letter made public by Francis Slay, basically calling Chief Sherman George out a boy, he's saying that here's the deal I'm going to offer you. You promote everybody that's on that list, and then we'll sit down with everybody, and then we'll come up with a way of picking a company that does the testing, and then everybody will be able to have influence in that, and then from next time that we have a promotions come up, then we'll use that protocol to pick the next company that tests the group. Problem with that is that when does the next test come up?
That's the whole issue. On the surface, and if you're looking at this on the surface, it seemed to the person that doesn't know what's going on, it seemed like, well, that's a reasonable thing that the mayor would offer.
Yes, it is reasonable.
But let me explain something to you. When you fill these positions, no one's leaving. They're there for a career. You're talking 20, 25 years, some 30, 35 years.
The openings are created by retirement.
Right.
Not by
or disability.
Or disability. The positions are filled until the person steps out of them.
That's it.
Okay, and how many black people are on this list that comes open again in 10, 15, 20 years?
And that if you promote 19 people right off the bat, it's only two.
Two black people.
Two black people. And I want you to feel the impact on this. The list that they last promoted from, which was the list I got promoted on in 2000, mm-hmm. only four African Americans got promoted and 18 Caucasians. So you got 18 Caucasians that's going to get promoted or have gotten promoted. And four African American. Then you come along with the same type of list and results, and you get 17 Caucasians and two African Americans.
So we have half as many black folks on this new list.
Exactly.
With the relatives of Paul Simon on it.
Yes.
And the relatives of Neil Satanics on it.
Yes.
Okay, so those are the people that are on this list. So Francis Slay, it's the devil's deal.
Not only that. That impacts the next test.
Tell me how.
Because if you have assessors come in.
What's an assessor?
The assessor is one that judges you when you present when you're being promoted.
Okay.
Department of Personnel base the assessors on the number of people they call an incumbents or the number of people that are taking the test.
Okay.
So if you have 42 Caucasians and you have 8 African Americans, the assessors are going to reflect the number of Caucasians you have and African Americans.
Why is
because
that?
They base it on the chances or probabilities of the incumbents come into the position. So they're saying that because there are more Caucasians taking the test, there ought to be naturally be more assessors judging them.
That are Caucasian.
Right. So that the impact is a rippling effect on not only the what's going to happen now, but what happens with future testing.
And we have the complaint that is articulated by Francis Slay and Local 73, the White Firefighters Union. We have this complaint about, well, we got to move on this. Well, if we do, as Francis Slay is saying, is pick from these lists, fill all of these positions, over 20-something positions that are only open by the retirement, death, or disability of a fire captain or a fire battalion chief. If we do that now, we're going to have to wait 10 years because most of the people, once you become a captain, you stay on for about how many more years after that?
It depends on how much time you have on them, but normally, to add to your pension, you're going to stay the maximum amount of time.
Which is what?
Which could be conceivably till you got 35 years on, because you're going to do 5 years in what we call a drop, and that takes your time back, and then you're going to make that time up by staying, and it accelerates your income.
So they're saying we got to move really quickly on this to close the door for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years before these kind of openings come up again. How much time would it take, Wayne, if we decided to, okay, let's do the fair thing. Let's let everybody weigh in on picking the company that does the testing. Well, let's do that right now and create a brand new list. How much time would that take?
If they use the same energy as they're doing by the sundown theory, they could do it probably in 12 months.
In 12 months.
Yes, but I want you also look at something else, because even the president of the board of aldermen said consider the people on the list.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor Francis Slay is saying kill the list after you make these promotions. What about the people behind those promotions?
I don't know what that means.
That means the people that are on the list,
mm-hmm.
but they are number 50, number 52, number 53. What about them?
Okay.
Did they work less harder? How many African Americans are at the end of that list
so we don't know.
You would get to?
Do we know who the African
I don't have the list in front of me, but I guarantee you there's more than two.
Okay. So when you talk about two people of African descent, you're talking about two in the tier that
would be captain. Right.
Okay, that would be selected if you went straight down the list.
Right.
So what Francis Slay is saying is that we're going to, here's the deal. You fill all the positions with all these white people, fill all these positions for the next 20 years, and then kill off that list. Because normally the process is waiting till this list stays viable till openings as openings
for
come
2 years.
For 2 years.
Right.
And so if openings come up within 2 years and you're still
which
on this.
Which historically we got from your caller that they normally ran the list out.
Mm. They normally ran the list out.
Right.
What does that mean? To keep extending?
That meant that the list just ran and the city didn't spend any money. But that's what you get when you have a fair test. Because when you have an equal number of representation, you can run it out to number 50 or number 60 or number 70. And as the openings come up, you fill the positions because if there's a fair representation.
Mm-hmm.
It saves the city money because you're not testing every 2 years.
Same.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about money, which I'm not convinced that they are concerned about money. But if you want to use that argument, you can use that argument.
Mm. And where can people go to get more information about this? Can they go to your website?
Yes, you can. That's fire-i-r-e.org.
And here's the other thing. I am just astounded when I look at this letter made public by Francis Slay that's basically calling the fire chief, the first African fire chief, boy, you better do what I tell you to do. A federal judge has ruled that the current promotional test is valid. He's heard all the testimony, had a full hearing, on full trial on all the merits, and he ruled, and it's over with. It's astounding to me. Francis Slay is a lawyer. He went to law school. He graduated from law school. He took the bar exam. He passed the bar exam, and he's not acknowledging that it's not over because it's being appealed.
Probably because 73 endorsed the mayor.
Mm.
This could be some political payback, and he's advocating on their behalf.
Mm.
Being a lawyer and understanding the process may cloud your judgment when money and political favors involved.
And the other piece of it is that I'm just looking at,
There's one thing I want to get out, Liz.
Well, sure.
I want to apologize to the public for not having you fully educated on this. There's going to be an informational picket Friday. You can meet us at 1020 North Taylor.
That's
the fire building.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we're going to do our press conference in front of the memorial downtown on Market Street, and then we're going to do our picket on City Hall and give out information on what's actually happening.
Very good.
If you are concerned about tax dollars and them wasting it, come on out. I ask that everybody, all these organizations, black organizations, come out. Clergy Coalition, come out. If you really support the mayor, where you stand on this,
mm-hmm.
come on out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your parishioners to come on out.
If you
out.
Really support the chief.
That's what I'm talking about, not no one else.
Yeah, if you don't,
if you
okay.
support the African-American chief, come on out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, I want to know, too. Come
mm-hmm.
on out.
Mm-hmm.
So we know who the people that don't support it.
And if you want to call Francis Lay and let him know to keep your hands off our chief, that's 622-3201, 622-3201. And the informational picket is tomorrow. What time and what place?
Fire, 1020 North Taylor. And they can meet us there at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock
from
tomorrow.
From there, we're going to the Fire Memorial at 10 o'clock across from City Hall.
Very
and
good.
You can reach, get more information on our website, fire-i-r-e.org.
Very good, Wayne Lester. Thank you so much. And
thank you, Liz.
And we'll be talking more about this.
I appreciate that.
All right. Listen, folks, I'll be back tomorrow. Stay strong.
The sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemy, the man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The search for 20 missing people and the cause of a Minneapolis highway bridge collapse continues today.
The cause of the collapse, we don't know right now, and I suspect that we may not know for a very long time.
Sarah Dietrich with city government is calling for patience, but Minneapolis Star Tribune editor Jill Burkham says a report in 2005 cast doubt on that very span.
The highway bridge that collapsed into the river on Wednesday was rated as structurally deficient 2 years ago and possibly in need of replacement. This was a rating that came out in something called the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Bridge Inventory Database.
The death toll is 4 now, but expected to go higher. More than 60 others were hurt, including at least 6 critically. Witnesses reported hearing a crunching, booming sound before the pavement gave way. A household name may hold a hidden danger. Fisher-Price is launching a major recall involving over a million toys that could be laced with lead paint. ABC's Carolina Tarazona says the list includes some of the biggest names.